Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
So, today in this year's last segment of Southern Cross, we talk with AUT Pacific Media Center reporter Raul Batarai and master student Pauline Mago King. We talk about the center's news stories and issues being covered in the Asian Pacific report. So, of course, something that isn't being covered a lot at the minute in most media, we were just talking about this in studio, but the New Caledonia is having their referendum last night, and the purpose of the referendum was to decide whether they wanted to be a part of France or to have a separate independent state. And I believe this issue has been going on for quite a while. Raul, what were the results of that referendum?
So basically, the referendum results is 56.4% of people voted to stay with France, and 43.6% people voted against.
Wow. Why do you think this referendum came about? Why is it desired?
Now, just a brief background about this was the relationship between the Canucks and non-Indigenous people have been defined by uprisings in 1878 and 1917. During which hundreds were killed, creating lasting distrust between the traditional landowners and the colonists. Now, the ethnic tension erupted into violence again in the 1980s. There was also a hostage taking crisis in 1988, with 19 Canucks and 6 French security personnel dead. And although they have gone for the referendum, and there are 2 more to go in 2020 and 2022. Now, the second referendum will take place in 2020, but if people vote against going with France, there'll be another referendum in 2022.
Wow. So how likely do you think it is for New Caledonia to separate from France in the upcoming election?
For the next election, I'm not too sure, because look, the margin for this election was fairly close, 43.6% against 56.4%. So the upcoming election, it could go either way. However, many people fear that if New Caledonia separates from France, that will the future of they're worried about the future of the country itself. Mm-hmm. Now, with this election, there was a special and controversial electorate roll has been created on which all Canucks and only long-term New Caledonian residents can register. Mm-hmm. It is separate from registers for French and local government elections. Now, if the results had been yes, then the country would have started preparing to separate itself from the French. But because the results were no, under the agreement signed by the French 30 years ago, there can be another referendum in 2020, like I said before.
Yeah.
And if that election referendum is no, there will be another one in 2023.
Wow. Jumping on to the news in Fiji. So Fiji has its election date set for the 14th of November, just over a week from the election right now. What does the latest poll in Fiji suggest could be the results of this election?
The latest poll that I have is actually a few days old. About 10 days to go, and the election poll shows that 1 in 5 people are still undecided. Mm. They do not know who to vote for. 68% of the eligible voters said they will vote for Bainimarama, who is the current leader of Fiji.
Yeah.
22% had not decided, and 10% declined to answer the question. About 24% picked Sodelpa, while National Federation Party leader Dr. Biman Prasad scored 5%. The others did not even score about 1%.
Wow. Yeah. That'll be an interesting election, I'm sure. I'm just getting news that your mic isn't on. You might need to lean in a little bit more. Can you speak?
Yeah, so I'm basically done, yeah.
Is that better? Can someone text in and let me know? So, again, we are having Papua New Guinea is preparing to host the 2018 APEC summit, which is going to cost them about 250 million kina, or just over 1.1 million New Zealand dollars. People in Papua New Guinea are not very happy with this government spending. This is a tremendous amount of money in Papua New Guinea. Pauline, you recently came back from there yourself. Could you tell us a bit about the situation that's happening over there?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, people back at home aren't too happy with the government's prioritization over APAC. Mm. I think it's not exactly about the event itself, it's how the government is managing their spending habits. There's already been such open deceit when it comes to the things that they have been purchasing for the event. For example, there's just been a new hotel that's been opened up, the Hilton Hotel, and you have so much money being poured into road infrastructure, and then with the new 40 Maseratis that have been purchased for the event. So people aren't too happy with the way the government has been spending, and even though the PNG government has said that this event will bring positive benefits for the country, this remains to be seen.
Wow, Maseratis are very expensive cars.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Could you tell us a little bit more about the declining health situation and what the government is doing to kind of curb that situation?
Okay, so like any country, you know, every country has its own issues, but with PNG, it seems that problems just keep getting exacerbated. And with the health issue, we were seeing a return of diseases that have once been eradicated from the country. For example, polio has just returned, and now we're seeing reports on leprosy as well. And the health minister, Sir Pukatemu, has made bold statements about what they're doing to, you know, alleviate these issues. But I think the government is pretty much out of depth with the grassroots level, because you're seeing the majority of Papua New Guineans who live in rural areas having no access to basic services, health services, having to travel, long distances to the urban areas to just get basic services. So in terms of what the government is doing, I can't really say they're doing that much. Personally, it seems that their priority is APAC, and after APAC, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Wow, that'll be really interesting to see how that unfolds,
yeah.
Certainly. So Southern Cross will be back on air with the semester one coming into effect. So for 2019, so around when the university opens. Thank you very much for listening to Southern Cross, and the team at PMC wishes you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I think the blue mic might not be working right now, so if you guys want to say goodbye on the yellow, that could be good.
See you in
2019. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thank you.
That was the Southern Cross.